Welcome, Blake Montgomery, to the show. Hi, Blake. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Lisa?
Doing well. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why, but the minute I saw your picture, I was like, I just have to see this guy on stage and tell everybody what you do. You're Charles Dickens, but not the Charles Dickens we really have come to know, right?
Sure. I am a fictitious Dickens. In the show that I perform, called Charles Dickens Begrudgingly Performs a Christmas Carol Again, it takes place this year in Chicago, and Charles Dickens, unfortunately, is in the 172nd consecutive year of performing his very famous live readings of the book, and he's maybe at this point over it.
He's tired of it. And that's where the fun begins, right?
That is only the beginning. And you might show up in the theater and you think, ooh, well, you show up in the theater and you'll probably be welcomed by Charles Dickens as your usher and host, which might throw you for a loop. And then you go, why is he in such a good mood? Well, he's got some plans instead of reading A Christmas Carol.
Oh, I love this. It is opening tomorrow night at the Theater Wit here in Chicago. And that means you alone, Blake, are on stage. And honestly, if you're interacting with the audience as they enter the theater, you're in character for 90 minutes or more. That whole monologue.
90 minutes of a show plus 30 or 25 minutes of pre-show. But I'm not alone. The audience is there, too.
Yeah, but there's a lot of monologue to have to remember.
Sure, but as the writer-creator of the show, in the moment that I don't remember it, there's no difference between saying the lines I wrote and saying the lines I come up with in the moment.
That's the best thing.
That is my safety net.
That is lovely. And I understand you have a new director this year. Is this someone you've worked with in the past?
It is an old friend who I have never worked with before. And Jonathan Berry came back to Chicago after running a theater company in Maine for the last 3 years. And in August, I was like, if I'm bringing this back, I want to work with someone this year. I have some questions. And as the creator performer, I actually never see the show. So I was like, I want to bring someone in to help me shape it. This is the fourth year I've done it. So, Jonathan, I saw this post on Facebook that he was driving back from Maine about the time I was going, who would I get to direct it? And somehow I knew in that moment that he was the right choice. And we've had a really fun time in the rehearsal room, mixing things up, finding some new avenues for this year's performance. We're currently putting, just walked off stage, we're putting new lights and sound on the show this year, and it is... If you somehow have seen it previously, it's the same heartfelt arc, but it's a new version.
I love that. One of the things I read says Montgomery's version of Dickens feels trapped by the public appetite for Ebenezer Scrooge and his parade of ghostly guests. You're taking it in another direction, another way for us to look at Charles Dickens, right?
Yes. I mean, he starts out begrudging and doesn't want to do it. I don't want to give away all the details, but perhaps he accidentally conjures the Christmas spirits and they get involved and maybe force him to do what he doesn't want to do. But in a way, he has never done it before. And so Dickens and the audience get to experience a new version as he sort of improvises his way through. And over the course of the evening... with some humor and some hijinks, he also gets to fall back in love with the story, but mostly fall in love with the audience and that connection. And hopefully, in doing that, we bring the audience with us, and everyone goes, "Oh, we've seen this a ton, but these actual words in this environment, it all strikes you as new." And hopefully, we all fall back in love, and we remember what the season's actually about.
So your run starts tomorrow, and how long does it go?
Through December 28th.
Oh.
So between that middle week where you're wondering, what do we do after Christmas but before New Year's? And the in-laws are still there, and you're like, oh, let's go to a weird Christmas play. in Lakeview.
I love that. Charles Dickens begrudgingly performs A Christmas Carol, starring the man you are hearing on the radio right now. That is Blake Montgomery. Blake, thank you so much for joining us. I encourage everybody to come out and see you on stage. Or
you
know,
so much.
Be showing their seat by you.
Yes. We'll start there and we'll see what happens.
It's at the Theater Wit if you want to check it out. That's on West Belmont. Grab some tickets for Charles Dickens begrudgingly performs A Christmas Carol again.